want them. I'll take the first four calls to get through the number.
It's very interesting. We have this beautiful multi-million-dollar studio here for performers to come into, but as a DJ, I'm lost because it's a different room. And I was asking you about that. You're used to being on a stage or in a special recording studio. Mm-hmm. Does this throw you off at all?
No, this is sort of like being in a recording studio. I'll just try to pretend that, you know, thousands of people aren't listening to me.
Well, of course, you're a pro, so just go for it. Emmylou Harris at the new FM 101.9.
All right. There's a valley of sorrow in my soul, where every night I hear the thunder roll, like the sound of a distant
KLIT Glendale, Los Angeles. And we thought, you know, maybe if you're getting an early jump on traffic and you're out driving around, it might be nice to soothe you with some live acoustic music, and that's what we're doing with Emmylou Harris and John Randall Stewart. And by the way, we've been talking a lot about your album, Cowgirl's Prayer. You're in town tonight. We should talk a little bit about that.
I'm at the Palace tonight, And there's two shows, and I don't know what time they are.
7 and 9:30, I think.
Thanks.
Now, we do actually have a couple tickets for that. If you want to get in touch with us on the FM 101.9 request line, from 213-310 or 818, the number is 520-5483. Or you can try 1-800-777-1019. Five callers will get a pair of tickets to see Emmylou Harris tonight at the Palace here in Hollywood. And you can, by the way, still buy tickets for tonight's show at Ticketmaster or at the Palace box office. This next song from your album that you're going to be doing, you said you haven't done for a while. Is this going to be an exclusive Rusty version?
This is definitely going to be exclusive because I played it by myself on the radio over in England back in April.
Nice.
And that was the first time I had sung it since I recorded it. And Randy over here has never played it before. But I like this song so much. This is a song written by Roger Ferris, and I just think it tells such a poignant story. So I'm going to hope that we get through this.
Okay, it's more of Emmylou Harris at the new FM 101.9. Okay. Hit it. It is the new FM 101.9 and the queen of country, Emmylou Harris. You really are. You've got that legendary status. Does that flip you out at all, ever?
I don't think about it too much, as long as I'm still living and breathing and working. You know, legend sort of sounds like you're long gone. But also it's a nice thing to be called, I suppose. I don't know. I had to think about that.
It's all within the proper context. Because I'm thinking Cowgirl's Prayer, the name of the album. There's a lot of cowgirls on your album here who I think you have answered their prayers. It's like, wow, I get to sing with Emmylou Harris. You've got, God, Ashley Cleveland, Allison Krauss, who just has such a beautiful voice.
Oh, she's wonderful. Yeah.
And they're all on here. Isn't Trisha Yearwood on here, too?
Trisha Yearwood and Kathy Kiavala.
God. How did that happen? Marianne Kennedy, Pam Rose, Rose?
Well, you know, all these gals are living in Nashville. I mean, we're sort of neighbors in a way. And I remember I met Ashley years ago at a roller rink at a birthday party for my daughter, who was then about 5 or 6, and she was there with her daughter.
Oh.
So it's that kind of community, you know. We're all sort of moms and singers. And we meet in unlikely places as well as in recording studios. And that's how I first met Ashley.
Well, it's very nice that you open yourself up to this new generation of women singers.
Oh, there's some great talent out there. I mean, Pam Rose and Marianne Kennedy did a tour with me when I did the Ballad of Sally Rose album. They went out and were the background vocalist for me. And we've remained great friends, and I've been a fan of theirs, you know, their music and their singing and the records that they've been making, which I think are wonderful.
Mm, I like them a lot. People are saying that this could be your nick of time, Cowgirl's Prayer.
I don't know what to say about that.
There are some parallels to you and Bonnie, right? You've both, you know, gone through so many changes and so many stylistic sounds and had sort of your flirtation with huge success. You've had the Grammys. Do you feel like you did kind of fall through the cracks for a while?
Well, the thing is, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think that not being able to be categorized is actually what my category is.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, over the years, country radio was open to me in the beginning, because I never thought anybody was going to listen to what I did. I mean, not in any big numbers. And so I was surprised when there was the response to the first album that there was. And that sort of gave me a carte blanche at the record company. You know, Warner Reprise at that time they've always really respected the artist. And they just sort of said, well, hey, you must know what you're doing, so go and do whatever you want. So it allowed me to remain a country base, which was something that I needed to do sort of emotionally and stylistically, but also be able to you know, do whatever songs that I wanted and experiment in any way that I wanted, but to feel that I always had a center, so to speak, which was in country, because I really got turned on to my own style through working with Graham Parsons, who was a real pioneer in bringing rock audiences and country music together.
Yeah, there's still just a slew of people out there who are just learning about Graham Parsons and learning about you in the process.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were doing a tour in Europe about a month ago, and his two solo albums are on the charts in England.
That's great. Yeah. There was just a tribute album that came out to him, and I think that had a lot to do with it. We would like to hear another song from you. I guess you got to do some changes.
We've got to do some fancy footwork here. In fact, John Randall's
was that song actually in Open D?
Yeah, it was in Open D.
That's the name of the song, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we throw on a song that you're talking about how you have sort of carte blanche to experiment. On a CD player, we're going to throw on Jerusalem Tomorrow, because I think that's a really totally different sound. And
well,
it would probably be hard to do live here anyway.
Anything that I do, we're going to have to tune up. But Jerusalem Tomorrow is my only talking song. Mm. And it was just such a strong thing lyrically when we heard it. I was thinking when I heard it, I was listening to it with my producers, and I was thinking, gosh, I wish I were an artist like Guy Clark and I could get away with doing something like that. And when the song finished, when David Olney's version of it finished, they said, gee, would you ever consider doing a song like that? So we were all in agreement that it was too good to pass up. Mm. So we just decided to throw it out at a recording session when we were working on another song, and we got it in one take.
Oh, really?
And we figured it must be meant to be.
Yeah, that's
But we added the clarinet later.
It sounds like it would be kind of hard to pull off. We're going to see what it sounds like on the record version. Emmylou Harris from Cowgirl's Prayer. This is Jerusalem Tomorrow at the new FM 101.9.
Called me from a phone booth with tears in your voice. Tell me you've been out all night running with the boys. You say you're cold and tired and lonely, and you got no place to go. There wasn't any phone book. Mine's the only number that you know. You don't mind sleeping on the sofa or the floor, and I spend an hour hating you till the cab pulls in. My heart has found another way to be loving you again. And every time is the last time with you. Oh, it never gets no better, and it couldn't get no worse. Tell him I don't think so. What's it matter anyway? Just tell me what the meter reads, and I'll go and get your pay. Well, now it's down to you and me. No, it don't seem right. We both know. where we'll be and what we'll do tonight. And after an hour or two, when the night comes to an end, my heart has found another way to be loving you again. My heart has found another way to be loving you again. Oh, my heart has found another way to be loving you again.
The new FM 101.9 and live music here from Emmy Lou Harris.
Thank you.
Who is in town tonight for two shows at the Palace. We were talking before about some of our favorite artists and how you find songs. I know that you have your producers help you. What is it that attracts you to a song? What sort of seduces you? Is it the lyrics?
The lyrics usually first.
Yeah.
And I like something, a song that says something that is really universal but in a slightly different way. Slightly twisted,
mm-hmm.
left field, I guess. You know, it just has to ring true for me. Mm. I think there are a lot of songs that paint a kind of a unreal picture of the emotional landscape. You know, it's either too grim or too cheerful.
Yeah. That last
finding
song.
Finding that middle road. I mean, that last song was kind of grim, mm-hmm. I admit. But I am kind of, very seduced by sad songs. I think that sad songs are usually the ones that ring the truest. I guess it's because if you're really feeling good, you don't want to spend your time sitting down writing a song about it. Just want to enjoy yourself.
But I mean, there's levels of grim. There's I'm so desperate and lonely I could die, or there's really having a way with words and just saying it in such a breathtaking way.
Well, I'm so desperate and lonely I could die is really what most sad songs are about. It's just writing it in a certain way. I mean, Hank Williams, I'm so lonesome I could cry. It's kind of hard to improve on that. But fortunately, writers keep coming up with ways of saying that with different poetry. I think each generation of writers has to come along, and each generation in general has to come along and really create their own poetry, recreate their own poetry. And so as long as these songwriters keep writing the good songs, I'll be, you know, trying to do a good job on them.
Well, you did a lovely job here in the studio and on your new album, Cowgirl's Prayer. We really like it. It's Emmy Lou Harris. Speaking of songwriters, we're going to close with a Lucinda Williams song on CD. Now, this has nothing to do with the doom and gloom. This is just Have a Good Time, Crescent City.
Yes, it is Have a Good Time, but you see there's that undercurrent of let's see how these blues will do in the town where the good times roll, because obviously she's going through some changes. So it's that wonderful song that has that balance of I'm going to get on with my life and you know, be okay, but she's carrying around, you know, the sorrow. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I think she's a wonderful songwriter.
Yeah, I guess Roseanne Cash has been doing the song live in the past couple years as well, so everybody's really embracing Lucinda Williams, Mary Chapin Carpenter, too,
in
the song. So
yeah.
Thanks to you for kind of letting us know what she's all about. Emmy Lou Harris tonight at the Palace, help me.
Cowgirls, it's just plural. Oh, no, it's not plural. It's possessive, I guess. Or maybe it's plural. I'm not sure.
I think it's possessive. I think you have a right to own
it
those.
It can be plural and possessive, too.
Mm-hmm.
It can be plural and singular, but it's possessive.
And that is our grammar lesson today.
Yes, that's good grammar there.
Thanks so much for stopping by, Emmy Lou Harris.
Thanks a lot for having us. I enjoy the station so much. I really do.
It's really a pleasure to sort of kick off our live studio performances with people like Emmy Lou Harris and David Byrne all in one day. What a thrill. This is the new FM 101.9.